Shuttlecock by Graham Swift. Read by James Wilby. Chapter 1. Today I remembered my hamster. My pet hamster Sammy, a gift for my 10th birthday. It is over 20 years since my 10th birthday, since my hamster came to live in our house. But today I remembered it as if it still existed. I remembered its blonde fur, its pink nose, its jet-black eyes, which seemed, under certain circumstances, to be about to spill, like drops of ink from its head. I remember the sunflower seeds and bits of carrot we fed it, and which, out of some primitive, needless instinct, it would cram into its pouches and unload about its cage in never-to-be-eaten piles. I remembered its noiseless feet, its stump of a tail. The way when I took it out of its cage for exercise, it would never run across the room, but always round the edges, following the skirting board in little furtive darts, between which it would freeze, one paw raised, head poised in apprehension. And I remember the day when my parents, who had already thrown Sammy's corpse into the kitchen boiler, said, "We're sorry, there's something we've got to tell you." Why should I have thought of these things? They say you only recall what is pleasant, and you only forget what you choose not to remember. Perhaps. But do I say remember? This was not so much a memory as a pang. You see, I used to torment my hamster. I was cruel to Sammy. It wasn't a case of wanting to play with him, or train him, or study how he behaved. I tortured him. Not at the very beginning. I loved the tiny thing that the man at the pet shop took from a warm heap of its fellows and installed in an aluminium cage for us.